Now I'd like to say something to parents. Play the fable at the beginning of the tape to your children. Play it as often as they ask you to, and while you see that they are listening attentively as children will. Listen seriously to their comments and observations. Answer the children's questions honestly, and give them all the time they need to make their observations. The exercise is for you and the child to both see how the personality operates, and how it interrupts and spoils the harmony of the body, the home, and the life. For instance, you will see how the developing child, at only a few months, starts to put on the mask of personality. It actually mimics the unhappy, hostile, and argumentative behavior and mannerisms of the parents and family. A child sees its mother or father pulling faces to show dislike, disgust, or to drive home an argument. It will copy these facial expressions and physical stances, even though it's not feeling those emotions. By copying and putting on the mask, it will learn to actually be angry and feel anger. A child puts on personality for two basic reasons. First, it wants attention, and second, a sympathetic reaction to whatever face it pulls, just like in the fable. A child will pretend to be coy or shy by using mannerisms and facial expressions it's seen elsewhere, in the family, at school, or on the telly. The child at first doesn't feel the emotion behind the act. But when encouraged by adults, the child enjoys their reactions and starts to believe and become its own performance, just like the Joker who forgot himself. Remember, the personality lives off every kind of emotion. It's just as fulfilled by the negative vibration of anger and frustration as it is by excitement and getting its own way.